Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Sugar tonight. Hey, we gonna keep it crunk on Brown Sugar Radio. It's Friday Night Live. Hey, so y'all get ready tonight, 'cause we gonna do it how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Ah, yes. Welcome, welcome to all of my listeners that are joining us tonight and all of my loyal listeners that download the segments that can't quite catch us live. I want to say thank you so much for showing Brown Sugar Radio some love this evening. And tonight, our special guest is none other than Manji, who is a brilliant travel agent doing his thing, and he has a business that he wants to share with us tonight on how we can travel and save money and just, you know, do what we have to do in order to make traveling more convenient. He is going to be here tonight sharing with us about the traveling industry. And so by all means, I thought this would be a great time because y'all know summertime is coming up. And a lot of people travel during the summertime. We got spring break coming up. You know, there's going to be a lot of different traveling going on at that particular time. And I said, you know what? This will be a great opportunity to definitely, you know, learn more about the traveling industry and what we can do to save money. So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and have him on this Friday evening. And y'all know we normally do shows now on every Tuesday and Thursday. But, you know, I book up so fast, y'all. Say I got to show Manji some love. So I went on ahead and did it tonight. And for those of you who want to call in and have any questions in regards to traveling, okay, and his business and how you can make the most of your money work, you can certainly call in tonight at 646-716-8697. Once again, the show link is, the show number is 646-716-8697. If you want to call through tonight and just tell us, you know, any or ask any questions in regards to traveling. Now, myself personally, I do love traveling. I plan on taking my children to go to Legoland and to the San Diego Zoo this Memorial Day weekend coming up in May. And so, you know, last year we went to go to the SeaWorld, and I mean, it was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, and we stayed at an excellent hotel that was by the SeaWorld, you know, amusement park or whatever it's called. But it was so much fun, and we went to the beach, and, you know, living here in Vegas, being surrounded by mountains and cactuses all the time, you got to have some love for the ocean. You feel me? So it's all good. You know, I really do enjoy traveling. Now, myself, I don't know many of you know, your girl Brown Sugar was a military brat, grew up in it, father was in it, married a military man. And I have had the privilege of traveling all over the world. And I want to tell you, it's nothing better than traveling for free. That's most definitely, in the military, that's a privilege you have. But I have been fortunate enough to live in Japan, Germany, England, and I've also visited Hawaii. And so I would love to actually tour some more and go to, like, I've also been to Paris, and it was very, very beautiful in Paris. And we went for New Year's, I remember, I think it was in 1993. It's been a while, but would love to go back, you know? because it's a wonderful opportunity and to travel and to see the world. One place that I would absolutely love to go is Egypt. No doubt. I would absolutely love to go to Egypt and see what Egypt is all about. That would be like an all-time dream for me. But I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, getting out there, learning about other cultures. You know, another place that I would love to go is Hong Kong, even though I know Japan is something similar to it. But, you know, I'd love to see, like, the Great Wall of China. I think that that would just be, you know, an incredible thing to see. I'd also like to see New York City. I've never been there, believe it or not. Never been to New York. Would love to go to New York to see what it's all about. I just want to see, you know, different things like Florida, Disney World. That's something my children want to do. I think that I'm going to make that happen. You know, I want to definitely, you know, make Disney World an opportunity for my children because they've been to the Disneyland here on the West Coast. But I heard Disney World is like on a whole new level. So it is what it is. We're going to make it do what it do. And like I said, I'm just truly excited. I can't wait to, you know, travel this summer and get out there and just really see more, do more. You know, it's really exciting to me in order to go places that I've never been before. I believe that that is a true treat in order to do that because, you know, you work hard. I believe you need to play hard, right? So, I mean, shoot. Might as well get out there and make it do what it do. While we're waiting on Manji to call in, I want to show some love and say congratulations to J-Lo. Y'all know she had some twins this morning. I don't know their name, but I know she had a baby boy and a baby girl. Now, why couldn't that have been me? You feel me? One shot, two babies, tie your tubes up, it's a wrap. But now, the Lord seemed fit for me to have my kids all individually. Shoot, I wish I could have had some twins and been through with it. Man. So anyway, I want to congratulate her and her husband, Mark Anthony, on their new set of baby twins. Wow. How much more fortunate could you get than that, huh? One shot and it's over. Then also, moving on to bigger and better news, y'all know Shaquille O'Neal had moved over to the Phoenix Suns now. Yes, the Phoenix Suns. So, I wasn't a Shaq fan, but I am one now. I love me some Suns. As a matter of fact, my Suns is getting ready to come on within the next 15 minutes or so. We waiting on this game with Cleveland and Washington to wrap on up. But love me some Suns, y'all. That's my team. Steve Nash, Omari Stoudemire, they're my boys. And even Grant Hill had to come on to get some of them Phoenix Suns. Now, watch out now, da-da-da boy. Hey, I ain't trying to hate, but I truly believe we're going to take it. Yes. Brown Sugar said it. I said it. I believe Phoenix Suns, we're going to do our thing this year. And we're going to take that number one spot. Yes. So, truly exciting. Truly exciting. I just want to say that. Like I said, I'm very, very, I think Shaq did well. Now, people were trying to dog him, you know, oh, he didn't do that well, and they weren't. They lost to the Lakers and blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you something. For him to have been out 6-7 weeks, whatever may have, however long it was, with a broke hip or whatever it was that he had going on, fractured hip, I think he was moving pretty good. Plus, you got to realize a lot of these cats now come and playing ball at 21, 22, 23. You feel me? Shaq is 36. Oh, and before I forget, another reason I got some love for Shaq right now, he is a Pisces. Yes. And your girl, Brown Sugar, is a Pisces. He's March 6th and I'm March 9th. What? That's what's up. So, yes, I truly am excited because I know that we are going to work hard and we're going to do our thing this year. Phoenix Suns, we're going to be dating. Yes, sir. And being that I'm in Vegas, see, now I could use Monty's traveling tips and whatnot. Going to get me a ticket and fly down there and see one of them games while you're playing. Speaking of Monty, I wonder if he's having problems calling in. Because it shouldn't take this long to call in. What's up? What's up? Well, y'all know it happens sometime. Brown Sugar got to do what she got to do. So at this time, you know what we're going to do is take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with some 50 Cent while I look for my guest for tonight to see what's cracking. What's going on, Monty? Man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. It's my third album, third tour, third time's a charm.
Tell me, baby, you could love me, and maybe I know that money ain't everything, but it's for sure,
for sure, for sure.
And even at the way you love me,
let me not go.
Follow my lead, baby, I could be all you need if you follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'll hold you down, put your trust in me, baby. Follow my lead. Follow my lead, I think God made you for me. Follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'm the one girl in time you'll see. If you follow my lead. Don't listen to the rumors, they say 50 fucking crazy. 50 don't know how to treat a lady, they wrong. I like you a lot, I don't wanna hurt you. But I call a square, and a circle. So if you act like a bitch, I call you a bitch. And hang up, probably call you right back and shit. And have to say, baby, I apologize. Cross my fingers, God forgive me for telling lies. How Janet Jackson said, I miss you much. I really wanna feel your touch and smell your scent. Baby, I could pass the day watching you model lingerie. I wanna spend the night, shorty, if it's okay. You could be my Beyonce, I'll be your Jay. I got a great sense of humor. First I make you smile, then I woo you. You know I won't do you, or do you? Follow my lead, baby, I could be all you need. If you follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'll hold you down, put your trust in me. Baby, follow my lead. Follow my lead, I think God made you for me. Follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'm the one girl in time you see. If you follow my lead.
After 7 hours, New York to London, you're wondering what's gonna be the next stop. I told you, I'm a don, you gon' know I'm a don. After you shot to your feet, hurting in Milan. I take a picture, these are moments you can cherish. They say the scenery was made for lovers out in Paris. Ask a fan about me, they say 50, we love them. Without them, there's no me, so I love them. Man, they're the reason I exist, the reason I insist. I'm never less than the best, I'm perfection, I guess. That's why niggas are stressed, I pass the test. Every time I drop, I'm burning high. So I don't care if she loves me or loves me not. Long as I enjoy the time that we spend. I ain't looking for commitment, we could fucking be friends. Matter of fact, we could do it right in back of my Benz. I get it done with speed.
Follow my lead, baby, I could be all you need. If you follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'll hold you down, put your trust in me. Baby, follow my lead. Follow my lead, I think God made you for me. Follow my lead. Follow my lead, I'm the one girl in time you'll see. If you follow my lead.
All right, and we are back. Thank you so much for waiting patiently, all of my listeners here. Monty, my guest for tonight, is having some problems calling in. So, you know, it happens. It certainly happens. But I did contact him, and so hopefully he should be calling in shortly. So, anyway, about my sons now. Tonight we play in Boston. And I've been really, really watching them. And my son plays basketball, so, you know, I'm just like a basketball fanatic. And he was disappointed, though, because he loves Sean Marion, or Marion, however y'all pronounce it, but I call him Marion. And he just really loved it, and he was so sad when he left, you know. And I said, well, baby, now we got Shaq. I said, you know, you got the Shaq shoes. I said, you know, you could be Shaq, because he also is a center. That's his position he plays when it comes to basketball. So when he seen Shaq was there, and Shaq is also a center, he's like, oh, okay. You know, he was all excited and everything. And I was like, wow, you know, that's a great thing. So most definitely, I believe that it's good to see kids, you know, that are positive and that are active and doing things with their lives, you know, because it is a difference. You want to make a difference in your child's life, you know. Welcome, Jen 642, Jen, to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you there in the chat room. Thank you for joining us on this Friday night. You could have been anywhere else, and you decided to join Brown Sugar. That's what's up. Oh, wow. Manji, are you still having problems calling in? Bless his heart. Well, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Creation. Need to hook up your MySpace page, or you need that official fly for the special event of yours. TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring a business to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
And we're back. We're back. And we are waiting for travel agent Manji to call in. And so, you know, like I said, traveling is a wonderful thing. I believe it's a great stress reliever. I believe that it allows you the opportunity to just get away from it all. You know, when you're at work and you're having anxiety and your heart's just beating like crazy, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you just got so much stress built up in you. I believe that is when it is best to take a vacation. You definitely need that time to unwind, treat yourself. For many of you, especially those of you who may be single parents, I believe that it takes a lot in order to, you know, that stress you hear in the background, y'all, stress. It's building up, and it comes to a head, and you need a vacation. You hear what I'm talking about? How many of y'all out there in the crowd can use a vacation? Welcome, Peas in the Pod. I see you in the chat room. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're talking about travel and vacation. Yes, traveling is a good thing. Many of us need it. Many of us need to take vacation, okay? But how many of us actually take it is what I'm trying to figure out. How many of us actually take the time out of your busy schedule to unwind and to have that me time? You know, it's really important to make sure in life that you have the time, you know, in order to unwind and to relax and to just get away from it all. And so for those of you who are interested, I know I have a lot of listeners that aren't actually logged in. They just listen to the audio part of the segment. You're more than welcome to call in at 646-716-8697 as we're waiting for Manji to join us. Manji, you better come on and call now because we only got about 15 minutes left on your show. Yeah, unless this switchboard is just cutting up. I know he's been trying to call in, and man, oh, man, I tell you, I don't know what's going on with this switchboard tonight, but it's Friday night, and I'm ready to spend some time with my kids, y'all. Come on. This switchboard is acting up. Blog Talk, what's happening? What is happening? But, yes, you know, taking the opportunity to spend that time traveling with your family is very important. Very important. You want to make sure that you plan, you know, as far as having everything lined up, you know, making the opportunity to have that alone time is great, but then also having the family involved. You know what I'm saying? Getting in and making sure that you have everything lined up from the hotel, you know, from your airfare. And then also, too, I believe that the sooner in advance that you book everything, I believe you save money doing it that way, you know, instead of booking at the last minute. You definitely don't want to do that because that will cause, I mean, of course, unless it's an emergency or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. But by all means, you know, it's important to make sure that when you're traveling, you take that time to, you know, focus and just get away from it all, you know. One of the places, like I said earlier, that I'd love to go is Egypt. And the reason why, I'd love to see those beautiful pyramids they have there, you know. Those have always fascinated me. The sand, you know, it's pretty. It's beautiful. You know, a part in Africa that I just really want to see is Egypt. Even the name just sounds hot to me, Egypt. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to name it. Look, if I give me another pet, the pet name going to be Egypt. I just like the way that flows. I like the way that sounds. But, yeah, so it is what it is, and we're going to make it do what it do. And so we're going to go ahead and, like I said, just keep it rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. Mind you, where you at, man? We got 10 minutes. Holla at your girl, Brown Sugar. But, yeah, I believe that when you plan and you prepare, not things always are going to go the way that you expect them to, but make it the best, you know, out of what you have. I also believe that when you take the time, you know, to meditate or to, you know, just allow all of your cares out the window, it makes you a better person. You know, it really helps you to appreciate the true love and respect that you'll have for yourself, you know, making sure that, hey, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to reflect. I'm going to do some inside looking, you know, reviewing within myself. And that's something that I try to do in the mornings, you know, when I get up. But sometimes it's hard, you know, getting up and saying, okay, Lord, you know, praying, having your daily meditation, and then saying, okay, God, I'm going to get this day started. I'm going to do what I got to do. Sometimes you just get up and you just start going, and then you're at work, you're going, and you come home, you're cooking dinner, or you're dealing with the kids' homework. You're going nonstop. So in order for you to plan and to have a great time, I believe that for expensive, pricey vacations, you know, such as something like Disney World, or if you want to go to Egypt like myself, I'm planning on it, that definitely would take planning and preparation. But then I also believe there's a side of you that needs to just wing it. You know, get up and be spontaneous. Say, you know what? It's payday weekend. I'm going to Cali. Bump that. You know, you just need to get out of town sometimes. You feel me? Just say, you know what? I got to make it do what it do. Life is too short to miss out on the small things in life, the simple things, you know, enjoying this planet that God created for us to enjoy. You don't want to go through life always working and never having fun, never being able to laugh, never being able to share the precious things in life that are dear to your heart. You know, you want to be able to say, you know what? I live my life to the fullest. When you get 75 or 85 years old, you want to look back and say, you know what? It wasn't nothing I didn't do. You know, they did a survey And it was on elderly people, I should say, or more mature people. That might be the nicer way to put it. But, you know, they were stating how it wasn't that they regretted what they did. They regretted what they didn't get to do. So life just too short. You know, we got to make it do what it do, y'all. This is 2008, and like my motto is, 2008 is going to be great. I want to see things. I want to go places. I want to do things. I want to be great. And how do you do that? Is by thinking it, you know, think it. Say, okay, this is my year for success. This is my year to travel more. This is my year for me. This is my year to get out there and do whatever it takes in order to be happy. If that means having alone time, if that means going to church more often, if that means reading your scriptures before you go to bed, whatever it takes for you in order to be happy and to have that time to yourself or that time to be, you know, a better person, do it by all means. You know, make that time. And so, like I said, this segment wasn't meant to be a motivational segment, but it turned into one. I'm sitting up here and I'm waiting on Manji. What's happening, Manji? Where are you? Oh, wow. I tell you, he's been trying to call in, and this switchboard probably isn't allowing him to call in. But it's cool. Like I said, we only have about 5 minutes remaining, so we're going to have to reschedule Manji. That's what it looks like. I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. But next week, we have a really big week, and it's going to be off the chain. I'm totally excited about it. Y'all got to come through on Tuesday. We have film director Spike Spielberg in the house next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and he's going to come through and tell us, you know, what it's like on the other side of the camera. And I think that's going to be real fun. And so y'all want to come through and show Troy Whitehurst, some love, a.k.a. Spike Spielberg. Then on the 27th, we have Wolf, who will be coming through. Wolf is was a cast member on I Love New York, the VH1 hit reality show. Wolf will be displaying his musical talent. See, a lot of y'all did not know that Wolf could get down like that, right? Well, he's going to put, you know, his skills to the test. What's going on, CeCe? Welcome. I see you and another one of my loyal listeners. Anyway, he's going to be holding it down and doing his thing Wednesday night at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. So y'all want to come through and check out Wolf. He'll be doing it big on Brown Sugar Radio. And also, too, for those of you who did not know, I'm also Wolf's booking agent. So holler at your girl, Brown Sugar, if you're interested in booking Wolf for any special occasions or special events. Definitely, you want to get in contact with me. Then on Thursday, the 28th, we have R&B singer E, and E will be in the house. He's an up-and-coming artist, and I mean, the brother is talented. I truly fell in love with his single that he emailed to me. I said, I've got to have you on my show, and I mean, he is just doing it big, and I see him certainly making it big in the industry. The single that I absolutely love was Like That, and just an excellent person. Hey, Cafe Alate, what's going on? Welcome. Yes, thank you for coming through tonight. We were supposed to have travel agent Manji come through, and he must be having some technical difficulties getting in, so I do apologize. However, like I said, next week we have a strong lineup. Once again, for those of you who have just joined us, we have, oh, here he is, joining us the last 5 minutes of the show. Manji.
Everybody, I'm so sorry. I couldn't call out on my phone.
It's Manji.
Oh my gosh, I had to use somebody else's phone. So I was like,
Someone of the listeners in the chat room just notified me and said a lot of people are having problems on their shows tonight. Oh, Blog Talk, y'all got to get it together. Oh, I'm so sorry, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, I just talked to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I wonder what happened.
Oh,
bless your heart.
I'm just sitting here rubbing my head like this is a nightmare. Of course.
Oh, well, we definitely, I'll tell you what, you know, I definitely want to talk a little bit about your show, but we are going to have to reschedule you because I definitely want to have you put it out there, you know, and have your business exposed.
Yes.
We want to help you the best way we can. And
Blog
Talk, y'all need to get it together now. We can't have this with our guests not being able to call in. What's going on? Goodness.
I don't know.
You're right.
I tried like 5 times, and I'm like, oh, man.
Well, you know what was funny? I kept seeing your number pop up on the switchboard, and then it'll disappear. So as soon as I was getting ready to bring you on the air, I was like, okay, welcome on. And then it's like, okay, he's gone. So I've seen you trying to call in, but
oh,
wow.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
Okay. So it must work then, but something's wrong with it then.
Something's going on.
Well, all right. That's why the word says give God praise
and
all
things. Absolutely. You're here now, and what I'd like to do is just have you tell a little bit about your business to the listeners. Let us know, you know, about your travel agency business. I was talking a little bit about some of my plans for this year, and I'd like to take my kids to Disney World, and my ultimate goal is to make it to Egypt. I've never been, but I'm fascinated with Egypt and the pyramids that are out there. But tell us a little bit, Manji, about your business.
Well, my business is YTB. It's called Your Travel Biz. And it started by three gentlemen. And one of them is called The Coach. He's a CEO. These guys are pretty brilliant in what they did. What they did was they took traveling a whole new level and made it to where, you know, people like individuals like me can have their own travel business where they'll make their own money for themselves. Money doesn't go to them. So it's mine.
Wow.
My website. Yeah. But what I love about the company is they design the website for you. You pay is $49 a month and to keep your website active. Now, what I like about it is that when you get three people under you and sign up with YTB, you don't have to pay that no more. So you have Yeah, so you have a free website, you know, then, you know, my job is to help those other three get their own people as well so that they won't have to pay for their own website anymore. But the business is awesome. I mean, I have so much on here, and I know we have a little time left, but...
What I'll do is I'll extend it another 10 minutes for you. And definitely, because I want to show you some love tonight, and I know you attempted to call in, and I definitely want the listeners that have been waiting for your arrival to get as much information as possible, but most definitely I want to have you come back, okay?
Yeah, that way I won't be such a rush. I can explain everything.
Yeah, you can explain a little more. Now, certainly, please tell us, what would an airfare ticket, I know you said that book your clients at wholesale, is that how it works, or...
Yes, ma'am. I sell everything wholesale, not retail. Means I can match or beat any of those other guys, Expedia, all those other guys by 95%. Now, what I just found out the other day is Travelocity just joined YTB. So a lot of people use Travelocity. I hear a lot of people, they use it. So if you saw Travelocity's prices, their prices and my prices are the same.
Okay,
so, but what I like is I have deals, like I have a section on my website when you go there, it's called under $250. Now, these tickets are $250 or less, guaranteed.
Okay.
And these tickets are pretty much to help people who can't get away for a whole 7 days. You know, these deals are for, you know, like a weekend deal, so 2 to 3 days deals, you know. Just to get out and relax and do what you want to do. But that's the $250 tickets. Those are selling like hotcakes. So that's a popular thing on my website. So I just got a package for hunting. If anybody's interested in hunting or fishing, I sell a package with that also. I mean, it's Yeah, it's really awesome. And then also, I sell gears for fishing or hunting gears on my webpage too. So, yeah, I mean, you can come check it out.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. I have everything you need, everything you want. So just to let you know.
Now, give us the website. Now, can we go on and let's say we want to log on to your website.
Okay.
And can we log on to it and book our own airfare, or do you have to book it?
Everything is self-explanatory. You really don't need me, but I'm here for you if you need me for anything
else.
Okay. But here's a website.
Okay.
It's www.
Wait, hold on a minute. Y'all get your pens and papers out now. All my listeners, I see you in the chat. All
right, we know the W.
Okay.
Okay. Dot YTB.
Okay.
Travel.
Okay.
.com.
All right.
/
Mm-hmm.
Number 2K Davis. 2K Davis.
2K as in Kim Davis. D-A-V-I-S?
That's correct.
Okay. And then we would go online and book our airfare, hotel, the whole shebang for wholesale.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And if you want to become a... And I could tell you, Sugar, being a YTB agent is awesome, too. We are able... I mean, discounts for flights, and discounts for hotels. I mean, I could stay at a 5-star hotel for only $70. You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Now, let's say an airfare from Vegas to Cali. What would that run me? Do you know?
It's kind of funny because I just did one for my mom. It's $350. Where I went to Expedia, where it's like $450-something. There's somebody I found, I think they call it Trav Universe. They actually had a price lower than mine by $5.
Okay.
Yeah, I did find that. So to be honest with y'all, I ain't the best.
right.
But keep it real. I'm definitely
competitive. Like, I can log on right now, Monzi, and I can look and kind of price it out, and it'll tell me what the airfare would be.
Right. All you do is go to the city and then to where you're going and then your dates. You know, everything's just self-explanatory on here. It's awesome. And I just want to say to everybody that, you know, you're blessing somebody, but I want you to be blessed also. I'm here for you to serve whoever. If you want to give me a call, Shug has a number. And
if you want to shout out the number, you're welcome to. If you have a contact number and your MySpace page too, definitely shoot that out there as well.
Most definitely. But again, like you said, if we want to set up another date and time, this is going to be awesome.
We have to, because this, I'm telling you, I'm sitting
here.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
I want to learn the industry and share it with others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I believe. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'll just say,
there's even on here for weddings. I mean, it's awesome. For people who are getting married, you can have friends and family pitch in money to help the couple out. So that way you won't have to buy them gifts. You can buy them individually airfares to wherever, like let's say Jamaica. Whatever it is that you can help them out with. And I'm looking at it right now. If I said it's in the extras section.
Wow.
And you can pitch in, and for like Jamaica, 15, if you get 15 people to pitch in $40, you will help that couple out pay for their honeymoon to go to Jamaica.
Right.
You know, so
Dang.
There's different, you know, so it's awesome.
I ain't getting married, but shoot, all the Brown Sugar Radio listeners, if y'all want to pitch in for your girl to go to Egypt, y'all can donate to BrownSugarRadio.com.
I heard that.
Hook your girl up with some tickets. Yes. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, that's how you do it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
My point was, if you wants to be a agent, here's the website to that. So it will explain everything about it. YTB and how you can come on board. It's again www.ytb.com/ again 2K Davis. That's ytb.com/2K Davis. And
oh, okay. All right. So, see, that's what's up. Y'all got to get at them, you know, and show them some love and check out the site. And nothing's better than, well, free is better than wholesale, but we ain't talking about no free. But wholesale is an excellent... is an excellent opportunity. Y'all want to take advantage of it because of the fact y'all know that traveling can get pricey, okay? And so, you know, I think this is a great time to get out there. And what I was speaking about before you had arrived, was just sharing with my listeners about how, you know, you need to have that me time. You know, when you're traveling, let that be a time to de-stress, to get away from it all. I know a lot of us are busy and hectic with just everyday life, and so therefore, if you can take that time to go, you know, I don't care if you just go to the state right over, you know, mine would be Cali or Arizona, but have that time, appreciate it, you know, and then plan for big goals, you know, such as Disney World or going to Europe or whatever may be the case, you know. But definitely, I think it's a great opportunity. You definitely want to take advantage of it. And for those of you who want to join to earn extra money, a listener in the chat room actually said her brother does YTB. She's familiar with the services that you offer. And she said that her sister and brother, or brother and sister, whichever it was, which way it was, they earned over $35,000. So obviously you guys are doing it major.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's Cafe Latte. She's showing love out there, but definitely. she's familiar with the business. So we know you legit now. My listeners know who you are.
Excellent. Come on, y'all. Come on, help your brother out. And I want to help y'all out, too. I want to see you guys. I have a story behind it all. I wanted to let everybody know that I'm real. There's a story behind how I got to where I am. So definitely when we reschedule, everybody, please come back on, listen, and, you know, it will bless you.
Absolutely. Well, we're definitely, like I said, going to reschedule you. More than likely, it'll be in April, though, because I'm already booked. Your girl Brown Sugar is handling business, y'all. I'm telling you, as the show grows and becomes more popular, it's a blessing. I thank the Lord for it. But I'm busier now, and so I'm booked all the way through April. And so it's a good thing, but we're definitely going to have you back in April, and we'll connect off the air and get you rescheduled as soon as possible, because if not, we won't see you till May or June, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I got to get you back in here, and we got to, you know, definitely hear the whole story.
Yes, please. So, again, in between time, you know, book your travels. You want to do it now. Now's a good time before, like she said, prices are going to fluctuate. So if you need a travel, book it now on my website. Look at it. I have a lot of stuff. So
Excellent. Well, Manji, I appreciate you coming through tonight. And
Thank you.
I said, we'll definitely reconnect at another time. I apologize for all of the different technical difficulties here, call it in. But we made it happen tonight.
Yes, we made it happen. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Okay, you be blessed and keep
you.
In touch with me. Add me on your top friends on MySpace, and I'll do likewise for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Margie. Have a good evening.
All right, Brown Sugar. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Well, all of my listeners that are just joining us, you definitely want to keep it locked next week. We have Troy Whitehurst, a.k.a. Spike Spielberg, in the house next Tuesday, and he is a filmmaker. He's going to tell us what it's like on the other side of the camera. Then we have Wolf, who also was on VH1's hit reality TV, I Love New York, and he is coming from a different aspect. Did y'all know that he got some skills, y'all? Did y'all know that this brother can rap? Yes, he does his music thing. So we're going to have him on doing his thing. And like I said, for those of you who don't know, I'm also Wolf's booking agent. So if y'all want to get at him and book him for a special event or a special occasion, whatever may be the case, holler at your girl Brown Sugar, and I can let you know about booking rates and his dates. And then also on Thursday, we have R&B singer E. E will be arriving that Thursday at 7 p.m. Y'all got to show E some love. And what I'm going to do tonight is actually exit out on his song, Like That. This is his hot single we're going to hear next week. Y'all be blessed. Have a great weekend. And thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Let's go. tell ya, I'm feeling the way you work it. Watching you work the room, you got everyone eating out the palm of your hand. The voodoo that you do, damn girl, I gotta get next to you. I'm on the clock for some action, and it's you I'm pursuing. So let's not play, I wanna get it poppin' right away. See what you wanna do, baby. And when you're looking, you're listening, your body's telling me you want it. No time to waste, and daddy's gotta have a little taste. I wanna work your body, baby. The way you're enticing me shows me that you really want it. You want me to work it?
I like it like that.
Can I touch your body?
I like it like that.
What you think about you and me and your girls at the VIP getting naughty?
I like it like that.
You want it nice and easy?
I like it like that.
Twerk it fast and easy?
I like it like that.
Let's go back to my spot for some drinks and spend all night making movies.
I like it like that.
You wanna get too serious? I only wanna get that ass home because I ain't trying to play you close. I'm in town for one night and that's the way it go. Sexy as you wanna be, I love it when you shake it out in front of me. I'm on the prowl for some action, and it's you I'm pursuing. So let's not wait, I wanna get it poppin' right away. See what you wanna do, baby. You're in your lip and you're listening, your body's telling me you want it. I'm time to wait, daddy's gotta have a little faith. I wanna work you out of it. The way you're enticing me shows me that you really want it. You want me to work it?
I like it like that.
Can I touch your body?
I like it like that.
What you think about you and me and your girls at the VIP getting naughty?
I like it like that.
You want it nice and easy?
I like it like that.
Talk it fast and please me?
I like it like that.
Let's go back to my spot for some drinks and spend all night making movies.
I like it like that.
Essential rush, your body's really blowing my mind. I'm gonna get hot tonight. I wanna take you on a little ride tonight. Come on. Girl, you can touch me, squeeze me, please. Then we gon' work it all night. Let's go down, baby. We'll work it out. Let's go flip it around, baby. Whoa. You want me to work it?
I like it like that.
Can I touch your body?
I like it.
What
like
you think
that.
About you and me and your girls at the VIP getting naughty?
I like it like that.
You want it nice and easy?
I like it like that.
Twerk it fast and easy?
I like it like that.
Let's go back to my spot for some drinks and spend all night making movies.
I like it like that.
Let's get out of here. Do what we gotta do, baby.
I like it like that.
More like that. About me and you and your girlfriend, you know.
I like it like that.
Get a poppin' off.